Hello guys, and welcome back to the discussion. Every time we meet here on the Last Pilgrimage weblog, every time we share our experiences, we indeed learn a lot. But at times we also feel that in our discussions, as we start to find the answers to all our questions, there are new questions that we ask again. There are new questions that keep coming up. At times it indeed seems that the more we try to understand life, the more it seems to be beyond the scope of our comprehension. Today, here on the Last Pilgrimage weblog, we are going to discuss about one such enigmatic phenomenon. Today, we are going to discuss about destiny. Life is a curious game, and all those who play it have a different opinion about it. Some say that we play at the game of life, while some say that life indeed plays a bitter game with all of us. In a way, everyone tries to find a way in which he can gain some sort of insight into his own life, into his own destiny. As a seeker walks further ahead on the spiritual path, he often starts to question life and the actions that he commits in his own journey. He often starts to ask of himself, is it really me who is doing all these things? Or is there some higher entity that is playing God, silently directing my life and guiding me towards a predestined destination? This is one question that props into all our minds. This is the one question that when we think of the journey of life, what is the reality? Are we indeed living in a world where every single thing is predetermined? Were we always supposed to land where we have landed in life? Is there some amount of free will that we can indeed utilize to change the course of our life? These are the questions that often torment the seeker. To answer those questions that I have just posed, we would indeed have to look at life dispassionately and with a keen desire to realize and understand the truth. Then we would realize that there is indeed no such one answer that we can throw at life. Indeed, we realize that the questions that we ask of ourselves have no definitive answers at all. Take, for instance, the first question. It is like in The Matrix, when Morpheus asks Neo, do you think it is really you who is eating that apple? And all that Neo can do is look back at Morpheus in abject bewilderment. All Morpheus does is smile back, for in a sense, even he is incapable of telling Neo the reality of his life. For the truth is that Neo is not indeed ready to accept it at that point. That is what matters the most in spirituality. You may ask all the questions that you want, but the answers you shall only get when you are ready to receive them. Answers in spirituality are like gifts. They are gifts of knowledge. And any gift is completely unworthy if the one who receives it is ignorant of its true worth. Such is spirituality. To answer the other question, as to if we truly are the controller of our own destiny, and if we truly have any sort of control over our own lives, or if there is any amount of free will that we can utilize to shape our destiny, I would say yes, there is. We all have our burdens. We all have our packages. Indeed, we do. We all have our strengths and we all have our weaknesses. How effectively we can utilize everything that has been provided to us indeed determines where we go in life. That determines where we go beyond this life. Think of your fate as a gift. Think of your accumulated karma and your accumulated desires as a gift. For indeed they will help you take the leap to freedom. They will indeed help you take the leap to realizing and accomplishing a greater aim in your life. Your past is the platform upon which you have the power to build. That power is given to you in this very moment. The present tense, today itself. What you do with it and how effectively you do it in the present determines your own future. People often ask if they are born to misery, or if they shall ever be able to experience a life that is full of joy and happiness. Well, I say to them that misery and joy both are indeed but a passing phase. Realizing that and still working proactively through both of them results in greatness. That is what uplifts the spirit from the relativity of this world. In the end, it is karma itself that frees the soul from the law of karma. It is indeed our conscious acts and our own karma that succeeds in liberating us from our own misery, delivering us into endless bliss. So today I say to thee that take your misery as a gift, for it shall teach you a million lessons. Work with it and work through it. In the end, there is nothing that shall stop you from reaching the promised lands. No matter what our fates may be, our destiny is one. Born from God were we, and in God shall we be one. That is what our destiny could be. That is what our future could hold. If only we were to consciously work towards it. That's all for today. Bye-bye.